Hang on, bank is on the DLR, isn't it?
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Right. Yeah, I got it right, didn't I? Bank is on the DLR.
It is.
Look
it
at
is.
Me and my DLR knowledge. It's almost as good as my knowledge of the London trams.
You've never been on a London tram.
Oh, I love them.
I know they're sort of Wimbledon way, but
do you know what? No one's ever been on a tram. No one's ever even seen a tram, but apparently there are four lines of trams over in West London. Yeah, it's a mystery. It's the mystery of London. I don't know, I have no idea what I'm going on about, to be honest
with
you.
Such a mystery.
Indeed. Well, guess what else is a mystery? Chocolate, and why it's involved in my stand-up comedy set this Sunday. So we'll talk to Stephen in just a moment's time, because he's looking very, very worried or
I'm
intrigued.
Thinking it could get messy. That's what I'm thinking.
It will. Gaz Coombs and Simulator. Stephen, I'm bringing you in, sir. I'm bringing you in briefly before we get on with some ting-tings and showbiz news. Why are you so worried? Why have you got a face that says you're worried about this chocolate?
Well,
because today, right, let me explain. Today is Honesty Day, so I'm after your untold truths. Your truths that you've never told, or maybe you've got a little thing going on and you haven't told anyone yet. You want to declare it with complete anonymity. At Phoenix FM and at Phoenix Brekkie this morning, your hashtag is Untold Truths. I will not mention names. I will not put anyone on the spot. I will not embarrass anyone. I just want to see if there's people holding back some truths at the moment. So I thought to share one out to start with, I will announce that part of my stand-up debut on Sunday with yourselves at the Ivory Rooms will involve chocolate.
Yeah, this is...
Do you want to know more?
This is intriguing, because I'm kind of thinking to myself, are half of the audience going to be covered in chocolate by the end of it? And then, considering you are pretty much the act just before Jerry Kay, when he gets on stage, he's going to be like, what went on now? What just happened? Like, am I even alive?
I can confirm live on air that I do not have a melted chocolate cannon.
Are
so
you
I'm,
sure?
I'm not going to be squirting people with melted chocolate.
You're not going to go out with those canisters you can get from Ann Summers and have a little squeeze of the chocolate sauce in.
Well.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly. Brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 74 75 07.
And just to mention, the overground trains, the automatic train of destiny, also known as the DLR, is running without any problems, apparently, because it's not affected by strike action. Fair enough. Thanks for that. Pass on the information. It's part of the service. Listen, welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob. It's Wednesday morning and you are going to be somewhere between 18 and 74% happier in this next hour because you've got Phoenix FM on. It's a pretty good start. The stats right there, isn't it? I mean, even if you're only 18% better off this morning, that's still nearly a fifth better than people not listening to the radio. And the reason you might be up to 74% happier is because the Laughing Pod Comedy Club are in. Yay! So we'll talk to more of them about them. Oh, I really hope I don't do that on Sunday. Just sort of like laughing
just
halfway through.
Just go, yay!
Yay! And then start laughing
like
at myself.
Fonz.
Yeah, sort of like the Fonz, but...
Yay!
The Rongs.
If you want to be the Rons, we can...
The Rons. It doesn't really work, does it?
No, I don't think so.
I'll probably resist doing that joke on stage on Sunday. I might die. I know it's a bucket list and all, but that's probably not the concept.
You could
of
have
it.
Another record, if you think about it. You could be the quickest act to die on stage.
Hang on. Quick, just... Can you answer this? Who's died quickest on stage that you've ever seen? Anyone, doesn't matter.
I've seen someone go down in flames in about 50 seconds.
Oh, I agree.
So if you beat 50 seconds, then you'll get a record.
Excellent. I don't really want to do it,
no,
but...
No, you don't really want that.
If I'm doing
it's a bit like getting the 1p on Deal or No Deal.
So I shared with you one of my untold truths this morning. All in the name of Honesty Day. You know how much we like a bit of honesty on this show. If you want to share any untold truths with me this morning, at Phoenix FM on Twitter, hashtag is Untold Truths. The promise of anonymity will be issued upon you if you do share it with us. We will not declare who you are. We may read it out on air. Who is we? Well, it's us at the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. And him.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
I was going to say, that's the first time you've not laughed, but then you broke into a smile and a giggle. Love it. Hello, Mr. Stephen Watson of the Laughing Pod Comedy Club.
How are you, sir?
I am very well, sir. Are you well?
I'm good.
Busy?
Oh, like
busy since we saw you last?
I am insanely busy since last week.
Excellent. That's always good news. Always good news. How did YMCA gig go?
It was really good as it goes. We managed to get like a late surge of people that just randomly turned up.
Nice.
I had this one guy that I think he got kicked out of the Railway Pub, turned up to us and was like, comedy night in here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can I come in? I was like, yeah, sure thing, the bar's that way.
£10, please.
Yeah, I was like, pay your money, sit in the back, keep stubborn.
Yeah, it can't go wrong.
Yeah, it was great. Like, all the acts. And it's really nice when you can put a lineup together that really complements each other. And every single act was spot on, and you could not fault it. They were all brilliant. We brought in a last-minute replacement, a guy called David Toso, and he's a Canadian act, and in Canada he's huge.
Okay.
Over here he's sort of relatively new because nobody really knows him, and he stormed it literally. And our headliner, who is part of my management company, Christian Steele, he just took it
loved
to
him.
Another level.
Yeah.
He just ripped the place apart. He shot through the roof.
Excellent.
Literally, he was like, boom, he was gone.
He was gone.
We still got repair works to do there. The ceiling's gone.
Oh, man, that's amazing. But,
yeah, it was great. And then the following night, we're at the Woodman's, which down in Fundersley, which is always a lovely experience.
It's a regular one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a regular one. That's on the last Friday of the month, apart from June.
Okay.
Because somebody in June has decided to book a wedding the same day as our comedy.
How dare they?
I know. It is shocking. So,
who gets married on the last Friday of a month?
I do not understand it at all.
By the way, just in case you're listening, I'd love you really. But I'm just saying.
I don't.
Maybe. Ah, hang on. Hang on. Maybe I can do a dealio here. Maybe this is where the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show comes in. Okay. And maybe we can offer some entertainment for the reception time.
This could work.
It could work. Get in touch with us at Phoenix Brekkie on Twitter. And I'll make it happen.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to move that one a week later, which happens to fall on Independence Day.
Ooh.
So we are going for a full
American
themed. We've already got our host, who's Texas's own Jojo Giorgio, who she is the she's the 100-mile-an-hour Texan tornado. That's what we're going to know her as.
Fair enough.
She's brilliant. You just have to see her. She hosted for a show for me yesterday night. Just absolutely phenomenal.
Blew it.
And we're going to have a full American cast down there. Going to see how that goes, because normally down in Fundersley, they look at people, especially if they're not from Fundersley, and they're like, you're a stranger.
Who are you?
You're a stranger. You're not from Fundersley, are you?
Get off my land.
Yeah. Get out of here.
But that's all right. Independence Day comedy night. That should be good with some
American themed food. We're going to go for the full hog. It's going to be flags and stuff. We're going to go a bit mental.
Cool.
And then, so that's going on. And then, obviously, Ivy Rooms is flying at the moment, sort of this Sunday.
Can't even really mention this Sunday, can we? Because it's
sold out. No, not really. Like, we've got Jerry Kay and yourself and Evelyn Monk and Dane Baptiste and Tez Ilias, and it's
packed.
It's full. I've literally on our website now. You can't even buy tickets. It's gone. So the next one we've got,
which makes me quite nervous.
Well,
and excited.
Exactly.
And excited.
It's utterly full.
I might need to bring some more chocolate.
I think so. I think the cannon.
Yeah, I'm thinking the chocolate cannon.
I think that's going to work.
I might have to, stock up on some extra body chocolate. Anyway.
But I do like the idea that you told me about the chocolate, which, when you think about it,
it's true, isn't it?
It's true.
It's true.
Nobody can do it.
Obviously, we're being quite cryptic. Because
I can't tell you.
In case you're coming along on Sunday,
exactly,
you'll find out.
Yeah, we
but
have
it's true,
to keep
though, isn't it?
Yeah. When I thought about it, I thought, well, actually,
yeah,
I'm going to try it. When I get home,
I'm going to give
it a whirl
to
see if actually
see if
is
I'm right.
I think it is right. Because when you think about it, whoever does that?
You don't do it, do you?
No.
It's not something you actually do, but if you try and do it, it's...
Most of the listeners are thinking,
what are they going on about? It's not rude, right? Let me clarify now. It's not rude, but you'll find out if you come in Sunday.
So if you've got tickets for Sunday, do that. Also, a Jim Davison show.
Oh, yeah,
we are the only comedy club in Essex to have Mr. Jim Davison arriving on 23rd of July...
We've only got like about half a dozen tickets left as
well. We've got 9 tickets for seating. You can only buy them at the Ivory Rooms. Once they're gone, they are gone. And then we've got some standing room. So
cool.
If you wish to stand, do not fret, because you can stand. And Jim may even walk by you when he's getting towards the stage. He probably won't, because he can come from the back door. But, you know, there is the possibility that he could walk near you.
You could smell him.
Get that walk. Get them standing seats.
It's going to be a great night. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. A little intimate gig for someone of Jim's stature.
Yeah,
but also, he's not the only man with a bit of a reputation in the comedy scene, is he? Because you've got someone I'm a fan of, Andrew Lawrence.
Andrew Lawrence, 1st of June. 80-odd tickets have gone for that already. We've still got tickets you can buy.
That was me.
Have you bought 80 tickets?
I didn't buy 80, no, but maybe I did.
Yeah,
sorry.
You bought a few.
I want it to myself.
That's fine. You just want an intimate gig, just you and Andrew.
Just me and Andrew.
He's just going to walk in and think, hang on a minute. I thought 80 people were turning up, and there's just you sitting there in the audience.
The thing is, if you've seen him do his thing, he plays on the whole creepy thing, doesn't he? He's like, you know, he's got a bit of a weird face and a weird voice and things, and he plays on that whole creepy look and thing. I think it'll creep him out if I'm the only one in there.
Well, I did wonder when we looked at our ticket forecast, and it was 80 tickets just from one person.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a bit of a bizarre one, but I just thought, you know, maybe you've got a lot of friends.
Exactly.
Who knows?
I do. I have loads of friends. All the listeners. They're all coming with me.
Good stuff.
It's my night out.
Yeah, he's coming down.
Is that Christmas due in June?
Oh, well, get down there. We've got Andrew Lawrence and we've got Quincy doing a double bill. And
oh, nice.
That is going to be epic. We've also got a young gun called David Alfie Ward, who is also on my management. He's going to come down and actually host the evening. So,
oh, very cool.
He's super excited. Every gig he goes to, he's like, guess what I'm doing on the 1st of June? He's so superly excited. And then we've got our fifth anniversary, which is the 26th of June. We're actually linking up with Southend Cricket Festival.
Okay, cool.
And it's going to be at Garran's Park. And what we're going to do is, when they sort of approached me and said, can you do the show? I was like, yeah, sure. Because there was a rival comedy club of mine that was doing it for years. They scrapped them, brought us in, which made me have a massive smile on my face.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And then I thought, right, it actually falls lovely with our fifth anniversary. How can I produce the best show possible? So I thought, why don't we go back in time, get back in the time machine, and try and recreate the first ever lineup? And if, you know, there's Laughing Pod fans on the air that listen to us and know what we created on the first ever show, we had Live at the Apollo presenter and Mocker, everything. He's done the whole lot. Russell Kane, he's going to be headlining the show. We've got Christian Steele, who was our first ever MC, literally. He was number one on the list.
Number one MC.
And he's back. We've also got Paul McCaffrey that's currently on Impractical Jokers on BBC Three. If you know your local comedians, you've got a guy called Danny Brakey as well. So we've got loads of stuff going on.
So that's just the next...
That's just like a next month or
that's
so.
That's like the next six weeks, 7 weeks at a push.
It's crazy. We've got so much going on. And you can even buy your tickets for Christmas. Oh, yes, they're available.
You've just dropped the C words.
I know.
And therefore, I'm going to turn your microphone off now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't do that in May, which it isn't even yet. It's April.
Yeah, but I'm advertising for Christmas now. Why not?
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Really? It's like you talking about Easter when Easter's just gone.
Well, yeah, but it's just, you know, it's like the Easter hangover, isn't it? It's the chocolate hangover.
Well, think of it as a Christmas hangover.
This is the worst hangover ever. Stephen.
How you doing, mate?
Just for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm only joking, I'm not really.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Oh, you had to have heard the conversation we were having whilst we were listening to the news and such. Never mind. Stephen's a massive Michael Bublé fan.
I am huge.
You are, aren't you? You've got the song lyrics to that song on tattooed, haven't you, on your arm?
It goes down my back.
Yeah?
And I'm dying for him to come into my dining room and put a radio down on the table and just turn it on. That's what I want.
So weird. Welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob. It's Wednesday morning. And that, my friends, is my friend, Mr. Stephen Watson. If he's my friend, he's your friend from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. We'll have a chat with him more in just a moment. ZZ Top. Viva Las Vegas. You ever been to Vegas?
I have.
Is it good?
Oh, I've been twice.
He's been twice. It's so good he went back.
Yeah, the first time I
oh, just, sorry, 1 second.
It was madness. Oh, thanks, mate.
Just for you.
I
can we leave
that.
It on for a little bit?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, that's right. Do you know the words?
I do, but I'm not singing them.
Go on.
No.
Go on. You do. I'll do it if you do.
No.
Go on. It starts now. Go on.
No, it's not good.
I'm not surprised. Life lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I stopped keeping track. This is basically all I'm going to do on Sunday. I hope you know that.
Are you going to turn up in a black suit?
I'm actually a Michael Bublé tribute act.
Oh.
I just haven't told you that yet.
Oh, I knew there was a reason I put
make
two.
It. I came up with a million croissants. I don't know what he says there. I thought of every possibility.
I'm just sweating. I've got my lighter out now.
Someday that it'll all turn up. Don't make me work. Right, enough of that nonsense.
He's still not come in with his seat, with his radio.
What, Michael?
Yeah.
Do you know what
happens when you play Michael Bublé? He comes into your kitchen with his radio.
No, that is the golden rule. In that cupboard, this is why you says do not enter, staff only, authorised personnel.
As a child,
when you listen to the radio in the car, like you're on the way to school, your mum was taking you to school, your dad was taking you to school, you used to listen to the radio and you think to yourself, do they have the band come in, play? And then they go. Then they go to the next station and they go and play their song on that radio. As a child, that's what I thought happened. And then I thought
you were going to tell me Gordon the Gopher was in there.
No. He's actually not very well at the moment.
Is he not?
No, he's not. He's got a bit of a dodgy knee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me he was stuffed.
No. I nearly said something.
Boom!
I nearly said something I shouldn't have said on the radio then. Don't get me in trouble, you, right? Listen. No, but in that cupboard, that's where all the acts go. What they do is they come in and they go in that cupboard, they play their song. So that was Michael, he's gone now. I think just setting up at the moment, Bon Jovi.
But you know
the drummer, he's got such a drum kit. We're going to have to string this out for at least another 2 or 3 minutes
so we can finish setting up.
But which means I can fit in a joke, you know, a rubbish joke.
Yeah,
which I won't be displaying on Sunday. You'll be pleased to know my rubbish jokes are exclusive, okay, to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, as is the singing to Michael Bublé, which we just got some abuse for on Twitter.
I'll show you in a minute.
Anyway, Mr. Stephen Watson from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club is the man who joins me this morning for a little sing-song along to Michael Bublé and a little talk about what's going on in the Laughing Pod. Now, obviously, Sunday is my debut. Thank you. Again, I know I've said this a million times, but honestly, without people like yourself who are doing things, you know, in the local area, Brentwood and Billericay, my 50 things that Rob has never done yet would never get finished. So, honestly, massive thank you for it. I appreciate the help and the fact that it's going to be a good night.
And thank you for contributing to our sold-out night.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. But obviously, it's sold out, so there's not really much point banging on about it.
Not really.
Do you really want? We've got a few quite big nights coming up.
So we've got some big ones.
Give us one. Give us the next one, which is Andrew Lawrence.
Andrew Lawrence, 1st of June. He's doubling up with Quincy. It's at the Ivory Rooms. And buy tickets on our website. Buy tickets at the Ivory Rooms. You can follow us at Twitter, at South End Comedy. You can also follow a really big comic that is going to be appearing everywhere. It's a good friend of mine, at Reddit, Real Philip Simon. Check him out, he's huge.
Real Philip Simon, not a fake one.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Why have they got Real Philip Simon? Why is he not just Philip Simon? It doesn't make any sense. But Real Philip Simon.
Someone's impersonating him.
Get on our Twitter, get on our Laughing Pod Facebook page, get on our website. We've even got the app. Remember the app?
Yeah.
Download the app. I need to do some stuff on there and actually give it a bit of an update, but that will be done later this evening. So we've got Andrew Lawrence and Quincy double beeling it down on the 1st of June, Ivy Rooms. That's the next big one in Billericay. And then it's our fifth year anniversary coming up.
Fifth birthday. 26th of June?
26th of June, Garen's Park. Russell Kane is in the house.
But it's a park, so it's not really a house.
Well,
but
it's a marquee. In a park.
Russell Cain's
in the
marquee.
If you live in a marquee, then it's a house.
Is living in a marquee like camping?
Kind of.
Or
is
it
like a bigger tent?
It's like glamping. Glamorous camping.
I suppose so, yeah. We've got a bar. We've got food. So you could potentially live there.
It's essentially glamping, isn't it?
Which is
what the celebrities do now when they go camping.
We don't want people thinking they can turn up and bring their sleeping bags. It's not that kind of evening.
Oh, it's not like that. It's not the keys in the bowl sort of evening.
No.
Fair
That's
enough.
Afterwards.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. before we leave. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Watson.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're always welcome in this studio, my fine sir. So yes, Russell Kane is going to be performing for 26th for your fifth birthday
party.
And sooner than that is Andrew Lawrence, who's on the 1st of June.
And if you've missed out on Sunday, Tuft Hats.
It'll be filmed. My Bart will be filmed at least, so you'll be able to see that online, hopefully at the end of next week. TheLaughingPod.com. Head to that website, buy your tickets, find out what's happening. You can download the app, it's free. Obviously, download, you have to pay for the tickets. It goes without saying.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Southend Comedy, or just type in Laughing Pod, it pops up.
And you'll find it on there. And you can listen back to all of our chin wagging this morning online later today. Stephen, you'll be back in soon sometime?
I'm sure, very soon.
Excellent. You can bring some cake next time if that's all right.
I will.
Are you coming for your birthday? Bring some birthday cake. How about that?
We will. We'll bring comedy cakes that will have secret bits inside. There might be like chili flavoured cakes or random cakes. We'll just bring a mixture of different cakes and you have to try them on air and tell me which flavour's which.
Oh, nice.